Welcome, everybody, to the Innovations in Global Health Informatics session. My name is Mike Bailey. I'm Systems Development Manager for Johns Hopkins School of Public Health at the Center for Communication Programs, and also your moderator for this session. I first want to make a correction to the program. There will only be four presentations for this session. The fifth one, the one that I had provided earlier, will not be presented, as I will be presenting Dr. Hassan El-Sheikh's presentation on the Ask Consult network. Besides, I don't want to listen to my voice any longer than I have to, and I don't want to subject you to that as well. So with this change, we have a complete international representation with projects from Jordan, Egypt, Yemen, and Bangladesh. I am personally fascinated by the application of GIS and the Global Positioning Network and Health Information Systems, and the combination of open source tool development with a Web 2.0 approach has made community planning and coordination a reality, as will be described, I think, in the Jordan project. While using these systems to optimize resource allocation has had the added benefit of reducing corruption in the Yemen case. While in Bangladesh, there is recognition that new approaches to the application of these technologies are important in order to maximize the use of previously unexplored longitudinal data. So I will now switch and transition from moderator to replacement presenter as I take over for Dr. Hassan, who unfortunately couldn't come because of medical reasons. And I offered to do the presentation on his behalf. I am involved with the project, but I am using a lot of his slides. So let me apologize in advance if I'm caught reading them here and there. So let's see. Okay, the Ask Consult Network is part of the Communication for Healthy Living project, which is a USAID-funded multi-year project in Egypt. The goals of this project have been to improve health in Egypt in these areas, family planning, maternal child health, infectious diseases. But there has been an evolution to include chronic diseases in Egypt and other things that Egyptians are struggling with just as we are in the West. What is Ask Consult specifically? It's a formally established health marketing organization. It's developed strategic partnerships and programs to expand and improve access to critical health information. And it's sort of a matchmaker in a sense that it brings private and public entities together to form common, to address common goals in the area of health. Physically, it's a network of 30,000 private sector pharmacies. It has a national branding and marketing program supported by primetime TV advertising. It has a vision of bringing these pharmacies together with private sector and governmental entities to provide good health outcomes. Its mission is to help meet the needs of Egypt and the region as well through a national health agenda unique in the way private sector marketing and communication programs are provided. And we do recognize the regional aspect of this, particularly as we are using ICTs to get the information out. So what is the role of these pharmacies? Well, typically in many developing countries, it's often a first responder in cases where people don't have access to primary health care. And quite often, as in the case of Egypt, the neighborhood pharmacy is seen as an opportunity to get health information required or needed by the consumer. A poll of our network members indicated that 61% of them reported they'd offered medical advice to consumers. Now, as a result of this situation, we've instituted the development of these components in the Ask Consult Network. The development of an association site for the pharmacist, a distance education site, which is part of the association site, a consumer site similar to WebMD, and the development of kiosk or LCD monitors within the pharmacies to provide access to health information for those who cannot access the internet. This is the pharmacist association site, which was deployed about 2 weeks ago, I think. And what we do is we're providing incentives like access to distance education modules and contests and other forms of incentives for the pharmacists to register and to get connected with the site. Now, the functions are evolving on the site as we speak. We hope to provide a networking function, which is mapping of the actual pharmacies themselves, some social network analysis, career advancement, including the training modules I've referred to. This can also be seen as sort of a starting point for optimization of services, as there are 30,000 pharmacies. And then access to what we call, or what is provided by our partner, BConnect, which is an inventory management and credit service for the pharmacies. The next component is the distance education component. It consists of a complete learning management system, or LMS, using open source tools, in this case Moodle. And these tools provide pre-test, post-test, timed testing for the material that's provided within the site. There's also communication components, including forums and blogs and chat rooms that are often associated with distance education. So why train the pharmacists? We want them to be able to provide adequate counsel to families unable or unwilling to see a doctor. This can be a little bit tricky, given the fact that we want to provide instruction in such a way as not to suggest that pharmacists can displace doctors as primary health care providers, but there is an acknowledgement also that they're often sought as the first responder for health information. Now, the core of the curriculum and the distance education component is presented through a scenario-based approach. This was chosen because of its adaptability. The scenario-based approach works across borders and across professions. And we applied family trees to provide infinite possibilities for storylines aimed at both the consumer and the provider. And this is the actual example scenario. Within the program, as you can see, we have a family tree provided, and if you work from left to right in this case, the first screen provides a scenario of a medical situation. Then the next tab, ask, is where the client in this case will consult with the or ask the pharmacist a question. Then there's a next screen that provides a consultation where various options are provided, and then the user chooses what is the recommended option. And then after choosing it, he's scored, and there's a reference provided for follow-on information. And this is the Arabic version, which has actually already been deployed. It's an overview of the curriculum that's provided. See the learning modules. There are 8 here: healthy lifestyle, chronic disease, child health, maternal health, infectious diseases, reproductive health, an overview of the Ask Consult Network itself, and family planning. So out of these modules, there are 50-plus submodules. For instance, for maternal health, antenatal care is a submodule, and then 300-plus scenarios. We also provide a form for the pharmacists to fill out, so we get feedback as to some of the cases that they've encountered at the pharmacies that will enhance the scenario learning process. So we take their stories and adapt them for the same curriculum. So we've already conducted some pilot tests of the program, and both I guess the results from the pre-test and the post-test indicate significant improvement from the result of using the material. The next component is the development of a consumer site. This is actually just a mock-up at this stage. We haven't got to the point of actually deploying the site yet. And we recognize the success of the internet in providing health information. Cases like HealthWise and WebMD, where some 50,000 people in the U.S. access the internet for this kind of information. But much of it may be of questionable value. Given that reason, we have our goal then is not to recreate this health information, but adapt it or repurpose it from existing validated information. So we're working with the CDC to provide basic health content and negotiating with potential partners for more consumer-oriented health content. Also, we will provide access to health professionals in Egypt through communication devices such as blogs or forums. So the model then is basically to work with these content providers, and our offices and affiliates will provide the localization services, the translation, and the delivery in Egypt. The fourth component, the last component, is the implementation of kiosks, or we'll start out as LCD monitors, to pharmacies to provide health information for those who are unable to access the internet. We have a planned deployment of 8,000 by mid-2009, and we're now in the process of testing, I guess it's something like five pharmacies, to figure out the exact configuration. So the intent of this is to provide access for information initially, and then provide references to the website, and hopefully there'll be an evolution to interactive touchscreens to collect some basic health information, or perhaps this could also work as a surveillance mechanism for health in general. These smart pharmacies also, as I indicated, provide space for advertising for pharmaceutical companies and beauty suppliers in order to offset the cost of deployment, and this is where the private partnership becomes so important. This is the diagram of the proposed kiosk deployment. As you can see in step one, the source files from the videos that have been developed already and will be developed are adapted for use and delivery through the internet, and they are downloaded to a dedicated computer at the pharmacy, and then that computer is tied to an LCD monitor. And the videos are also repurposed for use on the website. Now, those two other configurations, the option for the peer-to-peer network and the option for the media server, are provided as improvement in the bandwidth connection is increased in Egypt, so we can actually think about media streaming in the future. One thing, because this is such a complex and somewhat new deployment of an ICT for health information, we're looking at systems thinking to help us in analyzing the deployment and the configuration of the program. This will help in both, I think, in the analysis and the development of the program. And the reason, the rationale again for this is, it's not that the innovation is in the technology itself, but the deployment and integration of that technology and the adaptation to the environment in Egypt. So one possible model can be used to verify the approach, the viable system model, which I think is Beer's model. It's offered, and it requires that the organization carry out five functions for success in a dynamic environment. In its operations, it needs to provide needed products, which is health information. It needs to have a coordinating function, which ensures that the units work together. And this will be provided through this integrated web kiosk platform. LLC, by the way, is the Limited Liability Corporation, which is another name for the Association for Ask Consult. It also has to provide a policymaking function, which sets long-term goals and objectives. And this will be derived from the dialogue that we've already established from the board at Ask Consult and our affiliate members. A support and control function, which is as far as distributing resources and providing training. And this is already in the process through our network. And also an intelligence function, which forecasts future needs and opportunities. And this, in part, is provided through the feedback loops, which are built into what we're calling the smart pharmacies and the websites. And here's kind of a sort of a systems diagram of what the program entails. You can see here that the operations part of it are the actual deployment of the information here at the sites and at the kiosk and the pharmacist's computer for instruction. And then the coordinating function is provided here by the Ask Consult network itself, the LLC that I referred to. The policy-making function is the dialogue that occurs within that network. And then the support and control function is here through validated content. And then finally, the intelligence function may come through both the pharmacist providing feedback from the scenario instruction and from the consumers through the use or access of what is initially passive LCD monitors and then hopefully an evolution to interactive kiosks. Okay, thank you very much. Let me also put in a plug for if you're interested in more presentations on systems thinking. There's a panel on the theory of systems thinking tomorrow morning at 8:30 in 26B. Dr. Valente will be presenting that. And then Dr. Mosley has a panel at 10:30 in 26A. And I think it's appropriate that the theory should be at 8:30 because I'd only be attending in theory at 8:30 in the morning. So, anyways, let me move on to the next presentation.